hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. Great to be along with you. I saw a stunning video. It's from a deposition back in May of 2023, but this video is now making the rounds on social media. It's of Trump prosecutor, the former prosecutor in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, guy by the name of Mark Pomerantz. This is a guy who was ousted from the district attorney's office. Serious questions about the witch hunt that he engaged in and really orchestrated against President Trump. And he takes the fifth when asked, did you break the law when investigating Trump? Did you violate President Trump's constitutional rights? Did you violate anybody's constitutional rights? And this guy takes the Fifth Amendment. That to me is stunning, because if you're a prosecutor, the Fifth Amendment is, I'm taking the Fifth on the grounds that I may tend to incriminate myself. Simple questions like, did you break the law? Do you violate people's rights as a prosecutor? Should be an easy answer. No, we didn't do that during the investigation. But he doesn't say that. He takes the Fifth Amendment. Stunning. I'm going to play you the audio. And then apparently there's a secret deal between Hakeem Jeffries and Speaker Mike Johnson. George Santos is with us to talk about this secret deal, how it unfolded, and what's at stake in the quest for Speaker Johnson to keep his seat and the gavel inside the House of Representatives. All right, we want to give a big thanks to Midas Gold Group for their sponsorship of this program. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, with that, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, it's always great to be here. Happy you're with me on this podcast. GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. You can find all the outlets where I am, Real America's Voice Show. Don't forget, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every night, Monday through Friday. And then sign up for the email list as well. Super, super important. So I told you about this audio and video, right? If you're watching on Rumble or YouTube or Facebook, audio of Mark Pomerantz. This is a former New York prosecutor who orchestrated much of the witch hunt against President Trump, taking the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment of the Constitution says you have a right not to incriminate yourself. When you're a prosecutor and asked, did you violate someone's rights? That should be an easy answer. No. How are you taking the Fifth? Maybe you violated someone's rights. You're so concerned that quite possibly you violated the Constitution. Quite possibly you broke the law just in case I'm going to take the Fifth. This is unacceptable from a prosecutor, but this is what we're seeing across the board when it comes to the witch hunt against President Trump. An all-out quest, a battle to destroy this man. The law be damned, okay? The Constitution be damned. Trample it. And that's the bottom line with the left right now, the radical left going after President Trump. So I pulled the video of Mark Pomerantz, who is being questioned by the Judiciary Committee. I believe it's Matt Gaetz here doing the questioning of Pomerantz. And this is him pleading the Fifth Amendment. What a disgusting, disgraceful outrage.
On the advice of counsel, I'm not going to answer that question, sir. Privilege against self-incrimination.
And did you knowingly break any laws when investigating President Trump?
Objection. Same response.
Did you break any laws when you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection. Same response.
Ms. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights when you worked on the Trump investigation?
Objection.
I have the same response to your question.
Mr. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights while you worked at the Manhattan DA's office?
Objection.
Same answer.
Did you misuse any federal funds while investigating President Trump?
Same response.
Did you misuse any federal funds while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Same response.
And did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
Did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Objection.
Same response.
And did you violate any canons of legal ethics when you're investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
Did you ever violate any canons of legal ethics while you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection.
Same response. The Fifth Amendment. How many times have you heard a mafia guy say, I plead the Fifth on the grounds that I may tend to incriminate myself? The Fifth Amendment basically says no person shall be compelled to testify against himself in a criminal case. It's paraphrased, but that's basically what the Fifth Amendment is. You cannot be compelled to incriminate yourself. Now, why is a federal prosecutor worried about incriminating himself when it comes to did you violate the law when conducting an investigation? I mean, these are easy answers, but this Pomerantz is a bad dude. And apparently, he was one of the worst witnesses that many lawyers had seen. And, you know, you got so many lawyers in Congress. Darrell Issa was sitting in on that deposition. This is what he told C-SPAN about Mark Pomerantz's testimony and how I would call it combative, non-cooperative, whatever it is, it's incriminating.
When his opening statement becomes public, I think it will make it clear that he has disdain for this body and has no intention of answering any of our questions.
So you left. Is he still in there answering questions?
He is still in there not answering questions. I'm confident he is still not answering questions. I'm going back in so I hear our questions, and quite frankly, someone will come out and give you probably more of the same. But you're welcome to stay here, but I can tell you with high confidence, after doing this for over 20 years, this witness and the District Attorney's Office of New York has absolutely no intention on allowing any cooperation with this committee.
So the committee wants to know, did you violate laws, rules, when investigating President Trump? Did you trample rights? Did you take any leeway that you shouldn't have taken with the law to investigate President Trump, to basically try to hang him out to dry, to stack the charges against him, which is what they did in New York? There's basically one alleged crime, which is ridiculous, one, a record-keeping deal. They turned into 34 separate counts. It's absolutely outrageous. So who is this Mark Pomerantz? Well, I asked Matt Gaetz about that on the Real America's Voice show about Mark Pomerantz. And I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to play it for you here in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to tell you folks about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call them. I was asked yesterday by my very special lady friend. She says, do you really believe in Patriot Mobile? I hear you talking about them, the big three cell phone companies, get away from them. I said to her, you need a Patriot Mobile phone. I'll get you a Patriot Mobile phone, a service, your cell phone service, switch to them. She said, do you really believe it? I said, yes, I believe it. I would not take them on as a client if I didn't believe in what they were doing. Maybe more than any other client out there, because Patriot Mobile is standing in the gap. They are literally sacrificing a large customer base to stand up for Christian conservative values. The left is never going to sign up with Patriot Mobile. They're welcome to, but they're never going to, because Patriot Mobile believes in right to life, the Second Amendment, First Amendment. They believe in veterans and supporting veterans, our first responders, making sure we support Back the Blue. All of these things is despised by the left, is loved by the right, which is why I'm with Patriot Mobile, because I know my money's going to a good cause. PatriotMobile.com/grant. PatriotMobile.com/grant. 972-PATRIOT is the number. 972-PATRIOT. I urge you to give them a call. Their performance guarantee is like none other. You will be happy. Make the switch and start helping us push this country in the right direction. 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, I told you I interviewed Matt Gaetz on the Real America's Voice show. I asked him about this Mark Pomerantz character, the guy who was claiming the Fifth, and this is part of that interview.
Saying this, but what is that guy about, Matt? What did your investigation uncover about him?
We asked him questions that he refused to answer. When we asked Mark Pomerantz, that very person, whether or not he broke the law in the investigation of President Trump, he took the fifth. When we asked him whether or not he violated President Trump's rights, whether or not he destroyed evidence, he took the fifth time and again. Now, innocent people take the fifth, I guess, all the time. But in this case, Mark Pomerantz was so eager to get in the case just to get Trump. And then after he wrote a 300-page self-aggrandizing book about everything they did to try to bend the law to go after the former president, well, then he wasn't so interested in sharing that with House investigators. And I think that deviation shows that this really is collapsing on itself. They know they can't beat Trump in the ballot box, and so now they're trying to beat him in the witness box. But it has got to really be frustrating to Jack Smith and Fannie Willis that this absolutely laughable cases going first, when a lot of legal scholars and now even a House committee report showcases the very political origin and then how it was executed so out of the ordinary. Like, you don't go and draft in private lawyers to come and go after politicians you don't like. That is the type of thing you'd see in a third world country, and now, unfortunately, Manhattan.
All right, I'm going to ask you on a personal level. I'm going to use a term that you've used to self-describe yourself. Matt, you're just a country lawyer from North Florida, but you've been in Washington a long time. Now you dig into what's going on in New York. Have you ever thought you'd see something like this?
No, it is an unusual thing, and they brag about it. That's what's weird. Like, Pomerantz writes this book where he says, oh, Alvin Bragg brought me in, and we were the legal eagles. I've never seen anything like that. Usually, the prosecutors are getting information from law enforcement and from some victim that's complained. In the clip you just showed, they're trying to act as though Trump did something bad to a bank and defrauded a bank, when even the bank, even the financial institutions were saying they never lost any money with Trump. Everything was repaid, and this was on the level. So they're trying to utilize jurisdiction and venue. And you gave some credit to New Yorkers earlier. I hope it's well deserved. My concern is that that place is so anti-Trump, and that jury could be so anti-Trump, they could convict him of abducting the Lindbergh baby, killing Jimmy Hoffa, and being the shooter on the grassy knoll all at once. And that's not the way our justice system is supposed to work. But from a pure fact and law standpoint, this is a total fiction, and you don't have to pull back many layers of the onion to see that it's all driven by this political objective.
Yeah, I think you're spot on that for sure. Before I let you go on this Friday evening, Matt Gaetz, you were one of the, you were the guy who uncovered this situation in Niger. You talked about it on this program. We've got 1,000 U.S. troops. They're virtually being held hostage. Can't food, can't get water, can't get medications. I watched you grilling Defense Department top brass. Is there any update you can give us on this? I know the Biden administration said they're going to pull troops out, but last I read, there was no timeline on this. What can you tell us about our troops in Niger?
I'll be meeting with the Nigeria government, such that there is one, in the coming days in Washington to ensure that the food and water and medicine is provided during the retrograde. But we're going to have a withdrawal. Frankly, it was just hours after you and my discussion on air that the Biden administration said that they would be bringing our troops out of Niger. But we want it to be done right. We don't want another Afghanistan type situation. We don't want the $1 billion base that we built there, just, you know, the keys handed over to the Russians, who are going to be the preferred security partner. And so we've got to get the retrograde done. We got to get our folks out. But the other new development is we've seen a similar situation occur in the African country of Chad. The Biden administration had to say that we had to get our troops out of Chad because the situation on the ground there was becoming so bad. So throughout Africa, throughout the world, the Biden administration has had blunder after blunder. I'm looking forward to getting back to the Trump days, where it was prosperity at home and peace abroad.
Matt, real quick, I think what troubles me, maybe not the most, because I'm worried most about our men and women in uniform. If you didn't expose this, would they have just been stuck there for who knows how long?
That's my concern. Now, fortunately, there were some whistleblowers who were reaching out to more and more members of Congress. But when we filed our report, when we talked about it on your program, the thing is, Lloyd Austin is going to be testifying next week before the House Judiciary Committee. And I don't think that he wanted to answer my questions about the well-being of our troops.
So there you have Matt Gaetz, who sums up the situation in Niger. We talked about that on this podcast, by the way, and that's just a travesty. It shows the ineptitude, really lack of respect for the United States military, by this Biden administration. But more importantly, the beginning of that interview is all about Mark Pomerantz and his quest to get Trump, as Alan Dershowitz says. And we see this at every level, from Fannie Willis and Lovebirds 2.0 in Georgia to the classified documents case that is basically unraveling before the federal government's eyes, by the way. And we're going to be jumping into that in depth tonight on the Real America's Voice show with Alan Dershowitz and Kash Patel. So make sure you tune in to that tonight. Very, very, very important you do that. The other issue that I want to talk about today is the speaker's situation. Speaker Mike Johnson has been a total disappointment. Now, he is going to get Democrat support to hold on to his gavel. This is about as bad as it gets when it comes to speaker's chair, what we expected from him. We never should have gotten to this point. It was a few very simple things that he could have done to make sure the conservatives remained on his side. Marjorie Taylor Greene has basically said that she is going to call a motion to vacate. And that is never, never, ever a good idea, right? Well, it's a good idea at certain times. What I would say is right now, I would expect us to limp in to November without the risk of a Hakeem Jeffries, even though Hakeem Jeffries says he's going to help Speaker Johnson stay in his seat. Now, that alone smells of a deal between Johnson and Jeffries. I don't want my Republican speaker making deals with Democrats on this front to keep power. Very, very swampy. We're going to talk to George Santos about that, folks, in just a moment. But before we do, I want to tell you about my friends over at The Wellness Company. Folks, listen to me. If you don't have the prescription medical kits, prescription medications that The Wellness Company offers, you are going to be behind the eight ball at some time. We know, we just saw this cyber attack that shut down drugstores. I've got four of these kits. They have different ones, but I started with the first one that's got the most critical prescription medications, antivirals, including ivermectin, which at times, depending on what state or town you're in, can be difficult to get, but it's a life-saving drug. Go to The Wellness Company. Go to the website, twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. And I promise you, you will not regret it. The Wellness Company is getting it done for so many people. Doctors like Peter McCullough, Dr. Thorpe, so many others who critically think they're really helping people take the steps necessary to protect themselves. I've got ammunition. I've got food. Now I have prescription medications as well. twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT on that. All right. George Santos on the situation with Speaker Johnson. This is Santos.
Hard to digest because I know Mike Johnson. I know the conservative Mike Johnson that Marjorie speaks of. But when I watch the resume and the report card on Mike Johnson, it really it strikes me odd. The only thing I can say, Grant, is when you become speaker, you're given access to a whole set of information that a lot of us are not. The only explicable way to make sense of all of this insanity is when you become speaker, they usher you into a room and say, you're third in line to the presidency. Here's how bad this is, and here's how much trouble we're in. But it's really hard to digest because I was there. I was actually one of the six members who jumped and harped on Mike Johnson as chaos ensued inside closed doors in the Ways and Means Committee chamber, where we were having our Republican House conference to elect the new speaker after failed vote after failed vote. I was harping on Mike Johnson from the third vote on and said, Mike, you're the only one that I can see doing this. And he consistently said no, 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 until he eventually caved in. So I bear responsibility as a former member who actually pushed for him to run. But I also look at this and say, you know what? I can't hold Marjorie. I can't hold anything against Marjorie and what she's saying on the merits. The only caution I send to her and all my colleagues in Washington is this is a very, very different majority than it was just in September last year when Matt Gaetz vacated Speaker McCarthy.
All right, so one seat is what they have. You can't really get anything done, and I've given him a little bit of a pass that it's very hard to govern with a one-seat majority, but some of the things he's done were really layups. I mean, this is what the caucus wanted overwhelmingly, and he failed on that. So now the question becomes, what do you do? My initial assumption on this, George Santos, is to limp in with Johnson, just get through this thing until we can get President Trump back in office, then get a new speaker. We'll probably have a bigger majority and oust him then. I don't want a Hakeem Jeffries because I just don't want him giving the gavel to other Democrats to be chairman of other committees.
Well, look, here's the deal, Grant. I have solid inside information. Congresswoman Luna from Florida has actually put that out there. There is a set number of moderate Republicans who are willing, ready, and said they will pull the trigger and resign effective immediately if the motion to vacate goes to the floor next week. So the reality is, if this motion hits the floor, we will be in the minority effective immediately, according to this handful of very moderate Republicans. The reality is, these folks seem to like their establishment a lot more than the country and the oath of office they took. The only thing I can say to your listeners is I agree with you, Grant. Let's limp until November, then we'll figure out a new speaker, or if the majority is larger, we'll reassess Mike Johnson at that point. However, right now, I think it's a mistake.
So that would be, in my opinion, the smart way to do it with the least amount of destruction. And right now, you know, when I play golf, I have a term I use. I'm an okay golfer. I'm a single-digit handicap that should play better at times, but this is my entire golf game. Avoid disaster. It's a great way to go through life as well. Take chances, but avoid disaster, all right? This is the philosophy I think Republicans need to invoke in the House of Representatives. Avoid disaster between now and November. It won't look good for us. It's not going to get us anywhere politically. A Hakeem Jeffries speaker is almost the same as a Mike Johnson speaker right now, except they would have all the committee gavels. That could be devastating with what they could do with committee assignments and investigations and all of those things. We can't risk losing the speaker's gavel over this. So avoid disaster. The other philosophy I use in golf, which relates to life, is know where you can miss. All right. So, and that goes into avoiding disaster. Let me give you an example. If the hole is in the front of the green, very close to the edge, and right in front of the green there's water, you know you can't miss short. Take an extra club. If you're going to hit it wrong, you're going to miss long, where it's safe. Know where you can miss. This is the same way to go through life. Know where you can miss. Same way to go through lawmaking. Know where you can miss, where you will avoid disaster. Going in the water is disaster. Sometimes I think Republicans shoot themselves in the foot. Now, I understand Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I understand her absolute disdain and disgust with Speaker Johnson, who's made a complete 180 now. And you have to wonder, why? Why does he go from a guy who we thought we all could trust, a conservative member of the House, to a total rhino? Borderline working with Democrats, or no borderline about it, working with Democrats. Does the deep state get to him? Do the intelligence communities get to him? Do they have something on him? Every speaker that takes the gavel, this happens to. So what do we do to get somebody with a set of cojones to stand up to the intelligence community, stand up to the deep state and say, no, I still think Jim Jordan would have been the best idea. I hope he would reconsider. We get through November, Jim Jordan should be the Speaker of the House next time around. I'm going to keep pushing him on that because it needs to be. It needs to be done. Folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. We see chaos in the world. We see interest rates now. They're going to hold steady where they are. They're not coming down anytime soon. This means inflation will remain on the rise. Gas prices on the rise. Where is a safe haven when you have an overreaching government, a tyrannical government that will literally seize your assets? Gold provides that safe haven. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Put your money into gold today. How much is right for you? Talk to my friends at Midas Gold Group about that. All right, folks, that is going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield. We will see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And as I said, Alan Dershowitz on the show tonight, which will be great. Also, Cash Patel is set to be on the show. We're going to go through the Trump case, some of the legal hurdles that this radical prosecutors are trying to jump over. But we got a big show on the Real America's Voice show tonight. I appreciate you all watching. Folks, don't forget my website, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com, Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.